Hello, humans, and welcome back to another episode of Sparks the Conversation. I hope you're having a good day, good life, wherever you are in this world, and I hope you are having a good day. So, the topic of today's podcast is how to overcome the ups and downs of fitness journeys. This time of year, it's very apparent that quite a few people, including my clients, including to a lot of people I speak, having been in gyms, do kind of struggle with just the process side of things. Things are a little bit tougher. You've coming out of Christmas, you're coming out of New Year. Chances are you've probably eaten a little bit over the Christmas period. And we're starting to see that like things get a little bit trickier. Do you know what I mean? It's really hard to kind of get yourself going and more importantly, keep yourself going towards those goals that you set for yourself. Okay, so this podcast is for you. If you're struggling in the middle of a process, whether that's a diet, whether that's growing muscle, a lot of my clients at the moment are struggling with the kind of the weight gain side of things because bulking is a tricky thing. Like you're moving further away from what you would normally perceive as an optimal physique. You're eating more food, you're training harder than ever, and you're probably putting on a little bit of body fat, which for a lot of us, including society's expectations, makes it very hard for us to psychologically handle that process. So here are some tips on how to overcome that, how you can kind of get the best out of what you're doing, and make sure you can kind of navigate the ups and downs that are inevitably going to happen with any process, including a fitness process. Okay, so the first of all, and this is very apparent with high achievers, is you really need to set realistic expectations. Because honestly, you need to understand that fitness journeys are not linear. And you need to accept that you need to set short-term and long-term goals based on one, your individual capacities, and two, the lifestyle that you live. You've got to remember that the lifestyle you live normally for most people battles or combats against what they're trying to do with their fitness side of things. Most of the time, most friction points come from their lifestyle and their lives in terms of work. And by this, I mean work takes a lot from most of us. It's where we spend most of our days. It's where we occupy most of our time. And it's where we give most of our energy. You've then got to realize that if you're giving 60 hours a week to work, like what's left for you afterwards? Are you able to get to the gym? Are you able, or do you have the time or energy or want to get to the gym? And you need to be realistic with that. And I will always say to people, if they sign up and they're doing 70 hour weeks, I'll be like, where are you going to fit in the fitness here? Because again, something's got to give. There's only a finite amount of energy you can give. So base your goals around these realistic expectations. And this is not to put a Debbie Downer on things. Of course, your expectations can be out of your comfort zone. They can push you. They can be slightly unrealistic, but they need to be realistic relative to what you know you can achieve. For example, if someone comes to me in a dieting phase and they are 6 foot tall and they want to come out 6 foot two, very unrealistic. Whereas if they wanted to get leaner, can definitely work with that. Obviously, that was a shit example, so don't run with that. The next one very much links to the first one in a sense that you need to embrace non-linear progress. And recognize that progress is not always evident on a day-to-day basis, especially with the things that I was talking about at the start of the podcast, like gaining muscle. Dieting isn't always evident straight away. And celebrate the small victories with that. Understand that there are setbacks, and that's naturally part of the journey. And by small setbacks, we could think, right, you checked in this week, you managed to do your steps, you managed to do your cardio, you managed to know your calories. Oh, the scales didn't go down? That's absolutely fine. Likewise, you ate all your calories that you need to, you slept like a baby, and you didn't perform as well as you wanted to in the gym. Absolutely fine, because again, you've ticked off a lot of the things that you set yourself to do. And although the linear progress that we're tracking might not have gone up there, so your scale might not have gone down, your performance might not have gone up, but with all those long-term habits and that discipline that you've built from the progress and the process will stay with you for a long time. One thing that's very important as well is always to kind of keep like health as something that should be at the forefront of your mind and not just the aesthetic. And I know some of you will be probably thinking like some of your guys and girls probably aren't the healthiest at the end of their photo shoot preps. And I'll be the first to say that, yes, a photo shoot prep is very much out of the ordinary. And I do not promote it to all people. For some people who want to get really lean, it is definitely not healthy. But again, that's the sacrifice they have chose to get in the shape of their lives, potentially, that they never will be able to get in again. And that's absolutely fine. But always, for the most part, we should be focusing on health. So you need to be shifting that perspective all the way through and prioritize your overall health and well-being rather than solely focusing on the physical appearance. Because again, one thing's not more important than the other, but if our head's not in a good place, it normally means our body isn't in a good place either. And this can provide more sustainable motivation if you focus on kind of your health as opposed to aesthetics, because again, aesthetics change. So during a gaining phase, you probably perceive the way you look as worse. So you need to focus on your health and your general well-being. The next one is a good one. I think more people should do is document your journey. And I don't mean this in a sense of like write posts on Instagram and start a TikTok, which you can do if you want to, but keep a fitness journal, use progress photos to track your progress. And this is something I will always do in check-ins. That's why I think check-in photos are always important. Even if we don't see changes week on week, we can always reflect back to the start of the journey. When someone's having a bit of a wobble, always resort back to, right, this is what you look like now. This is where you started. Look how much you've done. You did this. You changed everything. And this can be a huge motivator. And it doesn't have to be about how well you look. So for example, track your training performance. Like at the start, you might have deadlifted 60. At the end, you might be deadlifting 120. And that is something that's very powerful because again, it shows the kind of the results of your effort, which normally is the reason, or the lack of seeing is the reason that you are in these kinds of down periods in the fitness journey, is that all of your effort is not getting the result you want. So again, if you kind of document your journey, you'll be able to kind of stay on top of that. The next one is you could diversify your goals. And again, for some people, this is great. So for hybrid athletes, this is brilliant. You want to be focused on kind of growing muscle, putting on weight, getting faster, getting stronger. For physique-based athletes, you could always be thinking about your performance during a gaining phase and worry less about kind of purely kind of the scale weight going up. Of course, certain metrics will always need to go in a certain way for things to be working towards your goal. So this is slightly a convoluted kind of approach, but again, it can add a variety and motivation to your journey. So for example, if you're trying to go on a gaining phase, you could always be thinking about, right, I want to get to a certain lift with this weight and really push on until you get that. And that will give you that sense of achievement when you get there. The next one's very important is understanding that you need to develop a growth mindset. And growth mindset gets thrown around like fuck nowadays. And sometimes it can be a little bit tedious with all this kind of motivational bullshit that's on Instagram all the time. A lot of the time you just need to do the thing and not watch any motivational stuff. If you're needing motivational stuff to get you out of bed in the morning, probably need to rethink your life, no offense. But in terms of a growth mindset, you need to be seeing the challenges as opportunities for learning and improvement. View setbacks as temporary hurdles rather than things that are just like immovable objects or obstacles. And that's something that happened massively for me. For example, take last night, for example. Like, I really didn't want to go for a run. I was tired. I had a long day at work, probably like a 14-hour day. I was really struggling. And I just sat on my bed for a bit, and then I sat on the sofa for a bit, and I was like, you know what, just get out and do it. And the truth was, it was a shit run anyway. It was shit, but I didn't break that promise with myself, and I showed that growth mindset. And one of the easiest ways to do this, instead of saying, like, I have to do something, say I get to do something. So, for example, for a long period of that day, I was like, I've got to go for a run later. I've got to go for a run later. And then just before I got my shoes on, I started thinking like, right, I get to go for a run now. And I can imagine like myself in 20 years thinking back, like I would love to be able to, run. 20 years might be a bit steep. But like, do you know what I mean? When you look back on your life and you'd be like, oh, I remember when I used to run a lot. That'll probably be times that you'll be very fond of the running and you will look back at it in a sense of like, it's on a pedestal. You used to be able to run and there'll be a period where you probably won't be able to run. So make the most of it. And that's the same with training. That's the same with making choices around nutrition. Next one is to celebrate victories away from your immediate goal. So for example, obviously I said you need an immediate goal and that needs to hold you accountable, but there's wins everywhere and we often overlook them. This could be on the scale. This could also be off the scale. This could be at the gym. This could also be outside the gym. And again, we need to acknowledge wins, especially in periods like winter where you're really struggling. Next one is build a support system. And I think social media has helped with this. Although slightly toxic in some aspects, it does open you up to a wider network of people that probably do genuinely care for you more than some of your friends. I get lots of support from people that I've never met. And some of my friends have never shared my stuff. So that puts in perspective. Support networks are good. Run clubs, training groups, and so on and so forth. And normally coaches like myself has like a community basis that we kind of meet up, we have chats and stuff like that, that you can meet like-minded people around you or within the same network as you. The last one is obviously practice self-compassion. And this is very hard when you're a high achiever and you really want to push on. And you need to be kind to yourself during challenging periods. And again, I'm always the type of person to say that this can go two ways. It can go a good way, it can go a bad way. You can be self-compassionate and just let yourself off the hook all the time. But again, if you're genuine with it, you'll know when you need to give yourself actual time off and when you're just being a little bit pathetic. Because again, I've been pathetic in the past, not done things that I've said I was going to do, and I always regret them. And just remember that setbacks happen. So you need to be prepared for them and you need to be able to manage them like accordingly. Treat yourself with some kindness and remember, you would always encourage good words to a friend and you need to make sure you give good advice to yourself. So that would be my main points for managing fitness setbacks this winter. So if you're new around here, please like the podcast. If you are not new, likewise, give me a review. Always share this on your story if you've got this far. Remember, I do have online coaching spaces available at the moment. So if you want to join the team, we are growing fast. Just give me a message and I will get back to you. So my Instagram is alex@projectsparks, and you can always catch me on there. So other than that, have a great day, great life, wherever you are. Peace.